This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Go into any health club, any swimming pool, even any skating rink this time of year, and you'll see the crowds. Millions of us are at work trying to keep New Year's resolutions to lead a healthier life. Some of us will keep at it, others will fall into old habits. More on that later in the show.
But later this year, leaders at a medical center in the town of Beaver Dam will start to lead the people of their entire county, Dodge County, in a multi-year effort to be happier and healthier in many different ways. It's the first Wisconsin site for an international initiative called Blue Zones, and it's spearheaded by Kim Miller, president and CEO at Beaver Dam Community Hospitals, along with Linda Klinger, who is director of rehab and wellness there and the Blue Zones project leader. They joined us in the studio not long ago to explain what the effort is about. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Can you explain how the concept of Blue Zones developed and how you came to know about it?
Well, I will start for Dodge County. This whole initiative began because we received our health assessment report. Health assessment report showed opportunities for us to improve the health of Dodge County. And I formed a coalition called Healthy Communities, Healthy Lives. And from that, we began working, and then we invited Blue Zones to come visit with us.
Well, and so let's take a step back and talk about how Blue Zones itself developed and why you thought it would be the right model for Dodge County.
So Blue Zones is actually something that was commissioned by National Geographic. Dan Buettner is a fellow with National Geographic, and he researched around the world communities and locations where people were living past the age of 100, very healthy, active, and engaged with their families and their communities.
Icaria, Greece, Sardinia, Italy, Nicoya, Costa Rica are a few. There's one in the United States, which is Loma Linda, California.
So it started with this initiative and then became kind of a model that developed.
Yes. What Dan found when he did his research was that there were 9 commonalities. And those 9 commonalities are now being given to people to attempt to implement within different communities to change the health of their population.
And Dodge County is the 31st community to bring Blue Zones into their community. The closest to us and the most like us, Albert Lea, Minnesota, which was the first Blue Zones community, the first community that implemented the project.
And for folks that don't know, Albert Lea is probably about the size of
similar size. Similar geography. One of the great things about Dodge County is that we've got great waterways, we've got lakes and rivers, very similar to Albert Lea, Minnesota.
Well, and so can you talk about the what you know of the successes that these other communities, whether it's Albert Lea or any of the other communities, has had and what it has looked like?
One of the things that was very significant in Albert Lea is they now have many more opportunities for people to walk, move naturally, whether they want to walk or bike. But they also saw some significant changes in the health insurance costs. So the city workers in the city of Albert Lea actually actively participated in this project, and they saw their health insurance claims be reduced and their actual health metrics improve over the 7-year period of time that they've been in the project.
Yeah, you mentioned walkability, and I wonder if that seems on its face like a challenge, and not that Beaver Dam is a completely rural place, but Dodge County has lots of rural nature to it, and you don't necessarily think of these kinds of places as places that are walkable communities.
Right. We have a lot of beautiful parks, but one of the things that we've found is for people to safely walk or bike between those parks or to get to locations that they want to naturally, like walk to the dentist appointment as an example, it's not as easy. So one of the things that we want to do is see those things be improved.
So you mentioned the opportunities that exist in Dodge County, and someone listening to this might say, well, opportunities, does that mean there are problems that these opportunities stem from?
I think in every county there are different opportunities. And so for us, one of the things that we found was we have a high rate of obesity. That can lead to a lot of medical conditions, especially diabetes. We also have a significant amount of binge drinking, and that came up as a part of our report. We also found that people were not exercising on a regular basis. And so then we had to dig deeper to see why that wasn't happening.
So what did you find?
Well, some of the things that we talked about just earlier is trying to assure that there are safe paths for people to walk on. And also, it's really having people understand the connection between that natural movement, the exercise, which Dan Buettner identified, and how it will improve their health over time.
One of the key things that we say about the Blue Zones Project is that we help make the healthy choice the easy choice. And removing a lot of those barriers that some of the individuals in Dodge County that they have is really going to help them be set up for success in their well-being initiative.
Is there a certain amount of normalization that we're talking about here, that this is just, you know, the places that are successful make this not just the easy choice, but the choice that people are doing without even thinking about it?
Yeah, we're really looking at changing the environment. When we look at longevity and we look at well-being, a little bit of it is genetics, a little bit of it is access to healthcare, but a lot of it is, and the majority of it, is the environment. So making that healthy choice more achievable for folks.
Well, so as you're bringing this to Dodge County and, you know, the hospital system is pioneering it in that community, where is this process now and where does it have to go?
So we have started the process. We actually had an assessment completed, and that assessment was completed in four of our communities within the county. We have brought that back, and we're now forming committees that will work on this. It's really a very grassroots effort. So each community understands what their opportunities are and what their strengths are, and then they develop their own blueprint. And so the plan is to get that blueprint finished and then have that done by the end of January, early February, and then by spring do a large kickoff project.
The thing that really struck me as I was reading about Blue Zones is that this is not, strictly speaking, a top-down, you know, the hospital isn't, you know, it may be, you know, helping to drive it, but there are stakeholders throughout the community in some pretty unexpected places, maybe places like restaurants that are buying into to the concept.
And that was part of the assessment too, was to determine what's the community's readiness. And that meant engaging city leaders, our schools, restaurants, grocery stores, and finding some of those individuals in the community that really believe in this initiative.
And obviously the assessment's still going on. The kickoff hasn't happened yet. But how do you anticipate this playing out? What would you think that it is going to look like in Dodge County?
I think Dodge County is going to be completely transformed in the future. So if we advance 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, our goal is to become the healthiest county in the state of Wisconsin. I actually would like to see this program go broader. There are states that have incorporated this as a statewide program. So Iowa is one of those states. And in Iowa, their project was actually sponsored in part by Wellmark, which is an insurance company. And so when you look at this, we are looking right now for opportunities for additional sponsorships. And I would like to see a very forward-thinking insurance company consider partnering with Beaver Dam Community Hospitals.
So this is the first Blue Zones project in Wisconsin. Does that spotlight add any extra pressure to the effort?
People will be watching us, but I'm confident we're going to have success because we have such great engagement. All four of the schools in the communities are very highly engaged. The student population is becoming engaged now. As we said, we have restaurants, grocery stores, city officials are also on board with this. So it's a true collaborative.
Was it a fairly easy sell to each of these stakeholders?
I think with anything, it takes some time, and offering the pieces of facts so that people can look at it and then make a determination on their own. We didn't want this to feel as if it were forced because it has to be a collaborative and a cooperative.
We actually had about a year between our assessment and our decision to move forward with the project. And I spent a lot of time in the community talking to individuals about the project. And once they learn about what Blue Zones can really do for our community, I really feel that the engagement is there. And people are excited for the project. And now they're just ready for that kickoff in the spring.
Were there sort of common misconceptions that people had when you first brought the idea to them? I mean, was there suspicion?
I think one of the things was there were some individuals that thought this was something that was going to be forced or pressured, and it's absolutely not. It's an individual choice for each person, and each person knows what they prefer to work on to improve their health, and all we want to do is support that. You know, healthcare and healthcare organizations in the past have been places for sick care, and that's changing nationally, and we need to be a place for well care. If you look at the amount of money that's spent on healthcare costs, over $3 trillion per year, that's not sustainable. So we have to help each individual in a different way than what we have done in the past.
As the healthcare professionals that you are, what was it that especially spoke to each of you?
For me personally, it's about being part of a legacy, that this is really going to be long-term change, and we're going to see a significant change, not only in the community, but the health of the individuals that live in our community.
And I agree with Linda. One of the things that's really important to me is to leave the world a better place. And the only way that we can do that is by having each individual learn more about their own health and improve their health in the manner that they want to improve their health. So making the county a healthier county.
You feel like you're on the verge of something here?
We definitely are.
How will you know that this is working? It's sort of one thing to have this notion that the community will be healthier, but how long do you give it before you hope to start really seeing results?
Well, the goal for us is we actually have metrics that we're going to measure, and we will look at this in 3 years. So we're implementing initially a 3-year project. We want to see this continue past that 3-year time frame. So 5 years, 7 years, we'll be looking back at our metrics and looking at those improvements, just like Albert Lea has done.
Do you spend time, I mean, you use Albert Lea as an example, but you must have looked closely at some of the other communities where they've put this into practice.
Absolutely. I actually visited Albert Lea, so that's probably why I talk so much about it.
It's an easy ride.
Yes. I met with a lot of the individuals from there. But I also look at the state of Iowa. The entire state of Iowa has implemented, and they started in several cities, and now they've moved that across the state, and they're having very good results as well.
Much like the communities that are in Dodge County that have strengths and weaknesses in the community makeup, it's the same for some of the communities that have brought on Blue Zones. So there's little pieces that we can learn from each of those communities and the initiatives that they've brought in.
And I imagine being involved in the healthcare community, the results of the health assessment couldn't have been completely a surprise to you.
No, they weren't a surprise, but I think the percentage and the, the intensity of some of those metrics were a bit alarming.
Which is presumably why the time to do this is now.
Right. It's absolutely the right time to do it. If you look at all of the things that we've talked about coming together right now, it's a perfect time to implement this.
Well, so, I mean, this ultimate goal of being healthier and seeing insurance premiums go down is a noble goal, and I think everybody could get behind it. But, we talk about buy-in from the various stakeholders. What does it take to get the people on the ground, the people who are really in need of making these lifestyle changes, to get on board with it?
Well, one of the things that we found was a potential barrier is cost. And so there will not be a cost for any individual that wants to participate in any of the programs that we're going to offer. The entire program right now is sponsored by Beaver Dam Community Hospitals in an effort to support people so that they can improve their health.
Are there going to be other incentives along the way?
Well-being is not just about the food that we put in our mouth or the amount of minutes that we spend on a treadmill. It's about having great connections with our families, our social networks, and having that emotional well-being too. I think the Blue Zones Project, because the work is done in several different sectors, work sites, faith-based communities, that people will have more opportunity than any other well-being initiative to grab little pieces of some of the events that are scheduled.
And I look at this, too, with the amount of work that's going to be done within the school systems. if students, young students, understand the small changes that they can make, we are going to see significant benefit long term, because that's going to go with those individuals for their entire life.
You mentioned very early in the interview in the health assessment, binge drinking was a huge issue in
yes.
Dodge County. Where does that piece fit into the Blue Zones project?
Well, we are really pleased. Blue Zones was actually working on a component for alcohol, and we will be the first pilot site to implement that portion of the project. So that's wonderful.
Well, great. Best of luck, and let's. I hope I can check in on you.
We hope you check in on us also. Thank you.
Thank you.
Linda Klinger is the Director of Rehab and Wellness at Beaver Dam Community Hospitals and Project Leader for the Dodge County Blue Zones Initiative. Kim Miller is President and CEO of Beaver Dam Community Hospitals.
You can find links to much more about the Blue Zones effort at wuwm.com.